I'm Mark Mallett. This is the Now Word for March 1st, 2016. This is now day 18 of our Lenten retreat, and today I want to reflect on time, that time is love. Well, we're almost halfway through our Lenten retreat, and perhaps you're beginning to feel as incapable of holiness as I do of continuing to write this Lenten retreat. Well, good. Then we have both entered a critical point in self-knowledge, that apart from God's grace, we can do nothing. But that doesn't mean that we should do nothing. I cried out to the Father once in prayer, and I said, Lord, it's as though a thousand things tug on my attention. And his reply was, and I give you grace in a thousand ways. Look for me, hunger for me, call for me, but make sure you are looking in the right places. Well, today is no generation before us. We are assailed each moment by a thousand distractions. Literally, if it's not coming from the radio, television, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Messenger, news sites, sports sites, shop sites, the telephone, it's now coming from our own thoughts, as the attention span of this generation, this entire tech generation, has been shortened. We have to pay attention to this, brothers and sisters. The image of the beast is already demanding our worship and adoration, and we often give into it in a thousand little subtle ways. So we have to take stock and ask ourselves this important question. What am I doing with my time? Time is love. I devote my time to that which I love. And so Jesus said, no one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. Well, in order to open the fifth pathway for God's presence, I have to ask if I'm like the psalmist, who wrote in Psalm 42, as the deer longs for streams of water, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. When can I enter and see the face of God? And if I admit that I do not look for God, hunger for Him, and call out for Him, then it's probably because my heart is divided. As the Waylon Jennings song goes, I was looking for love in all the wrong places. But be certain, God is still looking for you and making it possible in a thousand little ways. And so, as another songwriter penned in Psalm 43, send your light and your fidelity, that they may be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place of your dwelling. The question isn't whether or not you are thirsting for love, meaning, and purpose. We all are. The question is where we are looking to quench our thirst. And so, today, Jesus is asking you to make a heroic decision. It is a decision to make time for Him. No, it's more than that. To consecrate all your time to Him. So, as Paul says, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Several years ago, my spiritual director asked me, how's your prayer life, Mark? And I answered that I was really busy, that I meant to pray, but that I was sidetracked, etc., etc. And he responded, if you aren't praying then, you're wasting my time. And in that moment, I understood. If I'm not making time for the Lord, time in prayer, silence, and reflection, then I'm wasting my time too. And so, brothers and sisters, I don't want to waste your time either. Today, you and I must make a heroic decision if we wish to grow into mature Christians, that we are going to give time to Jesus every day. What to do with that time is what we'll discuss in the days ahead. In summary, then, we give time to what we love. It is time to make a heroic decision to give time back to God. As St. Paul said, Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect.